Please go ahead. The call is now being recorded.
Thank you very much, Tim. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the Jig call on the 18th of October. On the call today, we have Rafik Demak, Edmund Chung, Avi Doria, and Jiang Zhang. From staff, we have Dennis Jennings, Bart Busfinkel, and myself, Natalie Peregrine. We have apologies from Samad Hussein, and I would like to remind you all to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much. Over to you.
Thank you, and thank you everyone for joining. I sent around a note shortly before our meeting, just with the a brief agenda. I guess we also got a quick update from Bart. I think he sent it in a little bit, a few days before, and also just sent it in as well. So I wonder if anyone have anything to add to the agenda. We basically wanted to get an update on the VIP work, talk a little bit about the arrangements for Dakar, and get back to discussing the universal acceptance of IDN TLDs. If not, I guess since Dennis is here, I wonder if you could talk a little bit about the update on the work at the VIP.
Edmund, certainly. Dennis Jennings here. Yes, as I hope you all know, the six case study reports, the initial reports, have been posted for public comment, and the comment period is now open. And we hope to get substantial comments both by email and also at the Dakar meeting. In addition, the what we're calling the Integrated Issues Report Coordination Team has been formed. These are a number of consultants and a number of members of the various case studies have been invited to form a coordination team to advise the VIP team on the integrated issues document. The responsibility for the document will be taken by the VIP team based on the six case studies. And that work will start, has started, with some documents circulated, and there will be a closed working meeting on Saturday, this coming Saturday in Dakar. And then the team will report on Monday on where we are and how that session has moved forward. The deadline for the integrated issues report is the 15th or 16th of December, which is quite a challenge. But hopefully we'll be able to make that. The IDN VIP public session is now on at 12 o'clock, according to my diary, on Monday the 24th. And that, in a nutshell, is the update.
Okay. Thank you, Dennis. I wonder if anyone have any questions. I have a quick question. When
sure.
is the public comment until?
I knew someone was going to ask me that. I don't have that off the top of my head. It's 30 days. It's sometime after Dakar, I think. I'll look it up and send it to the list.
Okay, thanks. Because I guess that that's an important date for the collection of the comments and the to produce the integrated report as well.
Well, it is indeed, and that remains the role of the six case study teams to review the comments and to feed a response back to the team. So the six case study teams still have that responsibility.
Ah, okay.
It's their case study report, Edmund. That's the important
right.
thing. Yeah. So they get the comments, and they can comment on the comments or summarize the comments and pass them on to the integrated issues team.
Right.
We're not asking them to rewrite the report based on the comments. but just to provide us feedback.
Right. And I guess so the plan is to produce the integrated report that would go out for I guess another round of public comments.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's
yeah. And the what then question, I don't have a proper answer to yet. We're discussing the what then. How do we turn that issues report into a set of actions? Are they operational matters? Are they policy matters? How do we turn that issues report into actions that will progress the allocation and delegation of variant ELDs? And I don't have a good answer to that. We're working on that at the moment.
Okay. No, I think that's a fair statement. That's the whole idea is to gather the information first and figure out how we can move forward.
Yes.
So, I guess with that, I want to also open up a little bit of discussion here. On how we see our work going forward on this particular subject. I took a quick look at the six study team reports, and I find them to be quite, besides being quite interesting and talking a lot about the things that have been discussed for many years, I feel that it seems like the approach that we have been, I mean, it doesn't conflict with the approach that us as a group, the JIG, was going down the path for about, I guess, it's been about a year ago by now. When we stopped working on the issue, most of the issues report focused on the language specific issues. There are a number of policy items that have been brought up and some questions asked. I'm guessing that the further material we created from the integrated report, but I guess it will be based very much on the six study team reports as well. So it seems to me that it is probably a useful time to think about continuing on the work that we've done before. And because one of the things that the reason why I brought this up is I want to get a sense of perhaps from Avery and Rafiq and also Jane, because I think one of the things that is important for this group is to identify whether, you know, any policy development aspects need to be considered, or make a judgment or a discussion at least on whether we're talking about, you know, whether we need to go back to on the GTLD side, whether we need to go back to GNSO for further policy development, or we're really talking about policy implementation, where this group would be able to make some recommendations based on the GNSO new GTLD recommendations as well as the IDM working group. So I guess in short, my question really is: I wonder if people have had a chance to take a look at those six study team reports already, and whether, you know, people have at this point have a strong feeling whether we're really looking at policy development or it is really consistent with the new GTLD recommendations and it's we're talking more about policy implementation. So I wonder if Jane or Avery or Rafiq, you have any thoughts on that?
This is Avery, just so you don't have complete silence facing you. I've only read the one on Latin so far, and I don't have any thoughts yet on the need for policy stuff. But, you know, not having read the others means I really don't have an opinion yet.
Okay. Latin one is probably straightforward.
Yeah, this is Jen. Actually, I have the same thought. I got the same question, actually. I don't have the answer for your question. But definitely, I think it's worth to do a more investigation on that question.
Okay. So I guess I'd like to make this one of the topics to be discussed in Dakar. I'm guessing, you know, as we, because as Dennis mentioned, the there will be a session before ours in Dakar, and you know, I guess based on that, we can, you know, better consider our work ahead. But you know, I guess between now and then, I can probably send around again the work that we have done up till when we sort of left it off. So as the VIP is working on it, and you know, let people get a sense, you know, probably, you know, review it again and see if there are any inconsistencies. So far, it seems like we're on the right track. So. I think it's good time to pick it up again.
Excellent.
So I guess between now and then I'll send some notes to the list as well, and make this also a topic for the car.
Edmund, this is Bart.
Yep.
Say just a question for clarification. Say the way you just presented the problem, in the sense of if the working group is of the opinion that it is dealing with policy aspects and not implementation aspects, what would be the conclusion? What the say from a GNSO perspective? Would the working group defer it back to the GNSO Council? I'm just trying
well,
to understand.
That's the. I think when the JIG was formed, this was discussed, and I think this feeds into the cross-constituency working, cross-SO working groups as well. The idea is that one of the job of the JIG would be to figure out whether anything that is conflicting with the original policy needs to be done, or, you know, like whether the policy needs policy recommendations from the GNSO needs to be changed, or whether substantially, you know, modified, or whether some, you know, fine tuning based without any conflicts to the original recommendations would suffice. In the former case, then, you know, where substantial changes need to be made, then it needs to go back to the GNSO. In the latter case, where, you know, we think it's consistent with the recommendations, then we would probably recommend some, I guess, fine-tuning or further recommendations, so that it could then be implemented. That is my understanding. And for the CCNSO side, the I guess Jane can add to it, but. The idea is whether we would look at it and to figure out whether this is something that could be inserted into the fast track or not, again without policy changes, and then also consider and then take what we have discussed and put it into the as input into the CCPDP.
It will go directly. Say I would say for the CCNSO, it would go back to the. That's the basic principle. It would go back, whatever the recommendations of the working group are, they would go back to the councils, and it's up to the councils whether or not to submit it either to the board as done with the single character or submit it to, in the case of the CCNSO, submit it to the working group for the overall policy to consider it.
Right.
Because, I'd say, that's the whole thing, I think, with say, and that's why it worked until now, the cross, so the JIG reports back to the respective councils.
Right.
And to nobody else.
Right.
And I think, and that's something to consider as well, say, if the recommendation will be very diverging for both the CC and the GNSO, it's something else to consider, how to progress. Because that was the nice
right.
thing about the single character single character TLDs, IDM TLDs. The basic result is more or less the same for both.
Right.
So
no, I agree, and I think at least so far on the issue of on the remaining two issues, it seems like we would likely come to similar conclusions as well,
no,
I guess.
That's something to consider further. No, this was just
right.
a question for clarification to get my head around it. Thanks.
Right. Okay. So I guess, that hopefully that clarifies it for you. And any other questions? If not, we'll move to the second
Edmund,
item.
Edmund,
yep.
Dennis, before we actually move on, if I may, Dennis Jennings here again.
Hey.
We'd like to invite an observer from the JIG to participate in the Integrated Issues Report coordination teamwork. In particular, if you would like to nominate someone to observe on Saturday, it's an all-day meeting. It's entirely up to you, but and you don't have to decide now. And secondly, I'd be remiss of me if I didn't mention how grateful I am to the six case study teams, the team leaders, and the host organizations for the enormous amount of work that was done. You're aware of it, Edmund, on the Chinese team, but extraordinary amount of work done in order to get those reports done on time, and we're very appreciative of that.
Absolutely. I've been somewhat as a silent observer for all the groups as well, and I share in that thanks note to all the coordinators and the hosts. I guess on your question in terms of having an observer, I'd at this point I'm thinking of nominating myself, but of course I wonder if anyone else is interested in the job and have any thoughts on that. Hearing none, I'll send a note to the mailing list and see if anyone else is interested and see how we could coordinate this.
Thanks,
in
Edmund.
The next few days. And I guess, if there comes a point where we need to make a selection of some sort later on, in any case, because of the time, short time from now till Saturday, I'll at least make myself available for Saturday to as a starter, and then if we have somebody else, we'll let you know after Dakar.
Good. Thank you very much.
Okay, and I guess with that, we'll move to the second item, which is the arrangements in Dakar. I did get a Bart's email. I just, as you realize, I just cut and pasted the. A brief agenda I had from last time. I realized that there is only one session scheduled, and I think Bart was suggesting that we make it the same session. I think that's probably fine. And the time for, I wonder if Bart or Natalie have the information. It's at 4, on the Monday, right?
Yeah.
So a little bit after the VIP session.
Yeah.
Is it in the same room, or it's...
No, it's another room.
Okay.
That was the difference, because some of the sessions changed around with a week ago. Now it's... So this is the latest according to the schedule. Now,
okay.
What I'll do is... And it's available, so I'll send a note to the JIG where the meeting room is.
Okay. So I guess I'd like to get a sense of what people think, but one of the things that I'd like to do at the session, at least, is to go through the what we have so far on the universal acceptance of IDN TLDs. That's probably the main item, and we'll spend some time and hopefully and I guess at the meeting and also prior I'll try to drive more people to be interested to come and talk about this issue. I think looking at the VIP study team reports, this seems to be an issue that is brought up for every single. One of the study teams have some discussion on this and did identify this as an issue. I think we would be useful if we can get a little bit more input from people about this. I was planning to do a short presentation on it to get people started on questions or suggestions, and also to invite Jothan to... I don't know whether Jothan is going to be there yet, but I sent a short note to him because he's been working on this topic for some time, and to have him make a short presentation at the session as well. So this is one of the topics, and then I think we should also put the two, as I mentioned just now, we should also schedule a short discussion on what we should plan to do for the IDM variant issue. And also, since we have a face-to-face meeting, I think it might be a good idea to use it to bring up the issue of the single-character IDM TLDs and whether... as a group, we think we wanted to further respond to the board resolution and what our thoughts are, or to add to that. And so I think for this particular meeting, we'd like to touch on all three subjects at once, so that and also to let more people know about the work here and see if we can drive a little bit more participation as well. So that's sort of the idea. I wonder if anyone has any thoughts about it. I know, Jane, you mentioned, you asked about the single character issue and whether we should do some work on that. I wonder if you want to add anything to that.
Yeah, actually, I'm just wondering what would be the next step for a single character. Probably we should talk about it in the car, a face-to-face meeting.
Okay. So,
also, I'm not sure, if that's, reasonable. To ask board, their rationale, why it will go to the second round for GTLD. I think if variants could be resolved case by based on case by case, I couldn't see why the single character issue couldn't be.
Right. That's actually an interesting point. I certainly observe that board resolution with interest. I wonder if anyone else have any thoughts on that, and where that came about. And on top of that, I recognize that the board sort of made a decision to, in a way, overturn what the GNSO and CCNSO has been saying all along, which is that the IDN GTLDs and IDN CCTLDs would not, would go at their own pace and not be tied together. On this issue, however, the board has seems like it has overturned the GNSO and CCNSO in saying that this is something that needs to be put together. So it seems like we probably should think about how whether we should further respond to it. I wonder if Avery or Rafiq have any thoughts to add on that. Hearing none, I guess we'll put it as a agenda item for the car.
I was speaking on you.
Okay.
I just wanted to basically support the notion that it is always appropriate, especially when the board goes in a different direction than a recommendation or seems to be going back on a previous decision, to question them further about why. So I certainly support, the notion that, a better answer on why they did this, why they thought it was important, A, to link them, though personally I've never been opposed to the linking. But I know CNSO and CCNSO did go on a delinked policy. But B, also, why put it off? I expect I know the answer. It's a love of the status quo and not changing anything. But basically to force them to, go further into their opinion is always a good thing. Thanks.
Okay. So I guess, we'll make this a discussion item, and if, it seems like at least at this point people are interested, and we'll probably draft a statement from the group. The question we might need to discuss is if we do draft something, how it's conveyed to the board might be an interesting thing. If we talk about process, we probably should pass that statement back to the respective councils and let the respective councils decide what to do. At least that seems to be what the process should be. I wonder if anyone have any thoughts on that.
This is Avery again. That does seem to be what the chartering organizations are demanding now, a very strict military-style hierarchy that one cannot talk to the board without talking to them first. We'll probably have to obey that. I think it's a horrible trend, but, I do see that as something that the two charting organizations might require.
Okay, but at least that it will take longer, but at least we have a process path to go through. We'll talk a little bit more about it, and probably on some of the substance on if we do draft statement, what items should be included and such. And I guess we can defer that to Dakar, I'll probably help put some notes together comparing the board resolution and some of the recommendations from us and also from previous recommendations.
This is Avery. If I can actually say something further on it, this just occurred to me. I think that, you know, while I think this group should be able to express its opinion directly, I think that if we're going through the two councils, you know, I think we need to decide whether we want to recommend not only that they ask a question as to why, but we also want to, you know, consider whether we want to put on the table a request from those councils that the decision be reconsidered, which is a much more formal thing and definitely something that would need to come from either the G or C council.
Mm-hmm. I think that, well, that's certainly a good idea, and I think we you know, just I'm thinking out loud here, perhaps we might want to, you know, make a recommendation which has two parts, where, you know, it's basically responding to the statements and the resolution and an additional part on reconsidering. That allows us to, you know, not sort of allows us to decouple the two. I can imagine there might be people who are more worried about reconsidering it, but I think we should certainly bring that issue up. Okay. So with that, I guess I'll in the next couple of days I'll send out a sort of agenda for Dakar. I wonder if Bart, Natalie, I wonder if the agenda could be updated. I wonder if it's too late to update the schedule that's posted as well. I'll draft something so that it could be posted there, so people know what exactly we'll be discussing.
Could try.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll ask Christina.
Okay. So with that, I'll move to the last item, which is to continue the discussion on the initial report for universal acceptance of IDN TLDs. I just reviewed the document that we had so far. I think in the previous discussion, we've pretty much gone through everything. It's at this point, most of it is really questions out to the community, and hopefully we would receive some comments back to continue. I don't know, you know, whether where we should continue the discussion, because it seems like we've exhausted the stocktaking of the issues. We've listed out a number of items that was collected from a previous discussions, and a number of questions. Basically the split out into items that seems to be more related to policy, and then a number of items where ICANN could focus its efforts on to exert its influence, and then, you know, how ICANN and the ICANN community could take this subject further, because a lot of this issue itself is from all discussions, at least it appears to not be something that could be fully mandated by ICANN policies, but ICANN certainly, as an organization and as a community, can work on, you know, focusing its efforts on helping this cause. So I was thinking we could close sooner than the 1 hour. but I wonder if anyone have any thoughts on it, because I think going forward, my somewhat I think, you know, there are some items which I still need to just sort of write out more nicely, if you will, rather than just point forms. But before that, I'd like to go into Dakar and maybe make a just present what we have so far and get some input, and then finalize it for a formal round of public comments. At least so far, that's where my head is. I wonder if anyone have any thoughts or think this is direction is okay. Hearing none, or if anyone is on mute trying to speak. Well, hearing none, then I guess we'll push ahead with that approach, which is we'll gather some further information from the Dakar meeting, and then shortly after Dakar, we'll look to finalize this and put it out for public comments. And with that, I think we said... Hello?
This is Jill. I'm sorry I joined in late. I just want to say that what you had just said sounds good.
Okay. Thank you, And are you going to be in Dakar as well?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So... Well, I guess we'll close early then, because that's the end of the agenda. Unless anyone have anything else they want to bring up, Jane.
It sounds good to me. So we're going to meet in the Monday afternoon, right? In the car.
Yep. Okay. So. If that's the case, then thank you, everyone, for joining. Safe travels. See you in Dakar.
Safe travels.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Tim. You may now stop the recordings.